Township. We also concurred with an annual renewal for the paratransit coordination contract. PAPCO takes the role of oversight very seriously. We request presentations from the East Bay Paratransit on the customer service survey and the IVR grant. We also requested quarterly updates from the cities of Alameda and Hayward. Unfortunately, Hayward did not attend to make their report. We have asked them again to report in February. Looking ahead, we will continue to discuss gap funding and also begin to plan for our annual mobility workshop. I would also like to tell this committee that I was a nominee and have received from the University of California Senior Leaders Award for Health with Seniors. I will be receiving that award on February the 25th here in Oakland.
Congratulations on that. Congratulations on that, and it's too bad to hear that Olden was personally responsible for the demise of your meeting, but he was telling me how he made Cynthia's meeting all so fantastic. So you win some, you lose some.
And but he'll do that for the next panel,
He'll be there. The pressure's on. Thanks to all the committee members for being here and reporting today. I know you had a large audience, and it's probably part of your motivation for being here. And also, we'll need your help, as was pointed out, Cynthia, nice plug in there. We'll need your help down the road here over the next 10 months or so. So thank you for that. Section 7 is the Planning Policy and Legislation Committee action item. I guess everybody's here for the approval of the 12,000 legislative program. That probably grew all the interest out there maybe it didn't. All right, we're going to 7A. That's the main event. Approval of the Alameda County's 2012 Transportation Expenditure Plan. Tess, lead it off.
Thank you, Mayor Green. Could I please have the presentation up? As that's coming up, I just want to start off by saying that we are very pleased today to present to you a final draft of the transportation expenditure plan. It's been quite a road to get here to today, and the steering committee earlier heard this presentation and took action today, and I will share with you what that action was. In moving forward with sharing with you what the transportation expenditure plan is as of today, coming for you for approval, I'd like to recap the multitude of steps that have occurred in getting here, and I'll do that very briefly. Share with you the actions that have occurred since your last meeting, how they've been incorporated into the transportation expenditure plan, and then submit to you the recommendation from the steering committee for approval of the transportation expenditure plan. It is a defining moment. It was called a historic moment by some members of the steering committee earlier today, that this action is before you today for a $7.7 billion transportation investment plan. Today's action by you can trigger additional actions throughout the county over the next 11 months, culminating in a potential approval of this plan by voters and the November election, and have the opportunity to truly change the course of mobility here in Alameda County. We have developed this plan with broad-based and extensive public engagement that has been done throughout every single part of the county. We've held over 40 public meetings, and much of the information has been translated into different languages to ensure engagement from all over the county. In developing the plan, we reviewed over 300 applications that were submitted through the call for projects. This is in relation to the development of the countywide transportation plan as well, which is a plan out of which we have derived this transportation expenditure plan. There was serious, devoted, and thoughtful consideration on all of those applications that were submitted, and also a focus on how those applications, defining the needs throughout the county, relate to the current work we're doing in implementing transportation with an eye towards leveraging the funds that we have, and ultimately to meet the vision and goals that were approved by you. As an agency here providing planning, funding, and delivery for transportation throughout the county, we need to look at the multitude of transportation needs throughout the county and address all of those needs. So we bring to you today a plan that we believe is a very, very strongly responsible investment with extensive safeguards that can get us to achieving that two-thirds voter approval, the very high mark that's necessary on November 6, 2012. Development of the countywide transportation plan was driven by the vision statement that you all adopted, or the steering committee adopted, back in January 2011 for a connected, integrated, multimodal system that addresses current and future needs. The transportation expenditure plan looks at the needs of today and the current travel modes, but also provides opportunities to shift those travel patterns into the future to support sustainable community strategies, healthy communities, and efficiencies throughout our transportation system. I do want to recap a couple of steps that have been taken along the way. As I've mentioned, this countywide transportation plan, the long-range transportation plan, serves as the basis for out of which we derived this TEP. But in fall, we began very specific and successive steps for bringing recommendations to the steering committee on adoption of programming and policy actions for the TEP. And we've acted on many of the things that have happened since your meeting in December. In December, the steering committee met on December 1st, and they reviewed the third draft of the transportation expenditure plan. And at that time, they also established an ad hoc committee, and I'll speak about that in a moment. That third draft transportation expenditure plan came before all of you on December 16th at your board retreat. During the discussions of the expenditure plan at that point, there were six different areas of direction that you provided to us from that meeting. These include addressing expanding bicycle and pedestrian funding out of the streets and roads funds for 15% to support bike and ped elements, allowing flexibility for BART's capital project, adding Oakland-specific projects to be eligible, and to look at the funding formulas that are in the plan in the first 5 years. You directed to support an increase in transit operating funds from AC Transit to the amount that was requested by the AC Transit Board, which was 17.3%. And then you asked that we ensure for large projects that the most efficient and effective technologies are used for those that go through the environmental processes. Three ad hoc committee meetings met in January. The first one was held on January 3rd, and the ad hoc committee members were Mayor Green, Supervisors Hagerty and Miley, Council Members Henson, Kaplan, and Worthington. The meeting on January 3rd included meeting with members who were supportive of the Community Vision Platform. At that meeting, an alternative transportation expenditure plan was submitted for the ad hoc to look at. Because there was not the time to fully vet that alternative plan, there were no decisions made at that meeting, and a second meeting was scheduled and held on January 13. At that time, a second alternative TEP was submitted by the Community Vision Platforms, and staff had submitted to the committee its responses to the first alternative that was submitted on January 3rd. On January 17th, the third ad hoc committee was held with the Sierra Club and the League of Women Voters, and that meeting primarily focused on policy issues, and also staff responded to the letters that were submitted by both of those agencies, and that information is in your packet. The outcomes of these meetings included increasing operations for AC Transit from 17.3%, which is what their board requested in writing to us here, to 18.8%, and that this required accountability measures. BART maintenance was requested to have 0.5% for maintenance and have matching funds and accountability measures as well. The Student Transit Pass program, we removed the word pilot and indicated that we would fund successful models from the Innovative Transit Grant Program, and first priority would be for those successful models. The BART to Livermore language in the plan was requested to be changed to include funding based on project phases and that there be alternatives analyses. In response to all of these, we incorporated what the commission and the ad hoc outcomes were. These included, in the TEP that you have before you, increases in operating funds for AC Transit up to the 18.8%, funding for BART at the 0.5%, changes to the Bartlett Livermore language description, inclusion of the Oakland and Broadway, inclusion of the Oakland projects is eligible, student pass certainty, acknowledgement that small bus operators can receive ADA mandated funding, universal applicability of the Complete Streets language to all funding categories, and the commitment of 15% of the local streets and roads funds to support bicycle and pedestrian elements, and the inclusion of performance and accountability measures for every single agreement that we enter into with this agency if we have the fortune of passing this measure. The final draft transportation expenditure plan is a $7.7 billion plan for an initial 30-year period that has a one-time opportunity that has been legislatively approved to augment the existing sales tax measure that we have here in Alameda County. The plan includes extensive accountability measures and safeguards, and these have been grouped within the final draft of the TEP for ease of finding what those safeguards are. This chart is illustrative to indicate in a single year, if this measure is passed in 2012, you can see the dark blue lines on the bottom indicate the increases in funding that would occur with this measure. There are six separate categories in the measure, and I will go through each of those categories in a moment, but I did want to note here that bicycle and pedestrian funding doubles. Local streets and roads funding moves from $24 million per year to $46 million per year, and this is just at the outset in 2013, just a year away from here. Transit increases when you combine it with paratransit from $34 million per year to $72 million per year countywide. That is more than 100% increase in the funding for transit operations. Overall, 78% of the funding in this plan goes to the two highest priorities of what we heard from our polling and also from our outreach, going to transit as the first priority and secondarily to streets and roads. I'll briefly go through each of these six categories, starting off with the public transit, the commitment of 48% of the funds to operations, seniors and people with disabilities, the commitment to a student transit pass program, and then capital investments for bus, BART, and rail. We have made significant changes in the transit program, beginning from our initial proposal in October, where we proposed 18.5% of the funds for operations to go to transit, today to landing at 24%. The largest increase is to AC transit, and that increase from 16 to 18.8 percent happened just since December, just since last month. So that's been a significant increase. Paratransit funding has been increased as well, and the student pass program has been secured. In the first year, you can see the essential almost doubling of funds, or truly doubling of funds for many transit operators throughout the county. And overall, when you look at this measure going to 2042, you can see, particularly for AC transit, the funding that goes from about $19 million today to $40 million next year, if this is passed, to in escalated dollars in beginning in 2023, when the current measure expires, up to $60 million per year. The local streets and roads has 30% of the funds in two categories. The one is to be funded and implemented through the county level based on your decisions here to fund multi-jurisdictional corridors. But the largest amount of money for streets and roads goes right back directly into each and every one of your communities. Local streets and roads has also seen a shift since the inception of putting forward recommendations. It went from 18% to 20% overall of the measure. And we have also included, as I mentioned earlier, the 15% for bicycle and pedestrian elements to be funded out of the streets and roads funds. Every single highway corridor is receiving funding in this transportation expenditure plan, which is essential to goods movement and everyday travel of people throughout the county to work and to different needs. We have a specific freight corridor called out, recognizing the importance of paying attention to our freight movement throughout the county, particularly since we have one of the largest and busiest ports in the country. Bicycle and pedestrian funds have essentially remained the same as it's called out in this specific category, supporting capital investments or major trails, supporting pass-through funds to each of your jurisdictions, and a grant program that historically has supported efforts such as safe routes to schools, walking programs, and bicycle education. The last category I'll go over is the sustainable land use and technology categories that really are aimed at supporting the sustainable community strategy and looking forward to being able to address transportation with technological advances over time. Additional changes that have occurred in the plan include the reduction of the administrative cap from 5% to 4%, with that 1% going to AC Transit, the eligibility of community-based transportation plans, the implementation of bicycle and pedestrian master plans, mitigation of freight noise so that we can have quiet zones within our communities, transportation demand management and pricing, parking pricing policies have also been incorporated. And as I mentioned earlier, the reassessment of all funding formulas in the expenditure plan within the first 5 years. For the largest projects that go through environmental documentation, the most efficient and effective technologies are going to be required to be implemented. And what does this mean for the county? It means that we're truly taking care of what we have right now, with 70% of this measure dedicated to maintaining and operating our system, to supporting sustainable community strategies and reducing greenhouse gas emissions. 60% of the overall funds help us move